four different phases. And that's not just in marriage, but that's in any type of ship, partnership, friendship that you got to go through. So definitely check that out. A great morning. Roll call. I see you all. Great morning. Thank you. Great morning, Jamise. I see you, Sabrina, Tracy, Stella. Great morning to all of you that are jumping on and to each and every one of you that are dialing in. Know that that number is 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. I don't know. For some reason, when you come, you bring the light this morning.
Isn't that funny?
Right. You bring in the light. Normally, it's me, and I'm on my tippy toes because this iPad is so tall this morning. But what you got this morning? You got everything going? We good?
I really wanted to get this set going.
What effect?
Really quick. Oh, it may lighten it up a little bit. I'm not sure. But anyway, welcome to the Grind, man. Dial in 646-668-2564. We want to hear your thoughts, man. We definitely want to talk about decisions this morning, man. We also want to talk about, your response as opposed to your reaction today. So I did a quick video yesterday on that. I'm actually going to post it when I finish. But it's talking about decisions, and we're also talking about responses as opposed to reactions. So when you react to something, it's typically a unthought out snap reaction. So it's like, boom, if you tell me that, you know, the dog just pooped in the, you know, in the living room, you know, I may say, God, dog, I'm going to strangle that dog. Because we're fulfilling. But that's a reaction. Right?
That's a
reaction.
Yeah,
but
you didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it. I just automatically said it. And then that reaction is going to actually perpetuate another reaction, right? So one reaction begets another reaction. So that reaction is probably the wrong reaction because it starts the chain effect of negativity. You're probably going to say, well, no, don't strangle the dog. It's not the dog's fault. Nobody let the dog outside, and now we're arguing. Now the kids come in. Dad, go strangle the dog. Why are you going to strangle the dog? So it just sparks a chain reaction of negativity as opposed to a response.
A response.
A response is thought out. A response is typically something that you use to diffuse the situation or to make it better, right? To perpetuate something good, because you can use a reaction to make something bad as well.
Mm-hmm.
So response, when you know, hey, the dog just pooped in the house, I'm gonna say, okay, think for a minute. All right, well, nobody let her outside, so it's not really her fault. She has to go to the bathroom somewhere, so somebody needs to get that and clean that up. Typically, it's gonna be my daughter because it's her dog. So clean that up, you know, so we can go ahead and get out of here.
Right.
Boom, pop, everything is diffused at that point, right? So now you don't. So response.
Start out
with the response. And it's not an easy thing to do.
A reaction.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do every time.
And that's good. That's the reason, you know, that goes great and hand in hand with that quote that says that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% of how we respond.
Yeah.
To that situation, because a response does require some type of thought. You got to put some energy into giving the right response, okay? And therefore, it's going to require something of us even more. It's gonna require some type of concentration, some type of thought process, some type of, you know, how am I going to handle this? What's the right way? Some type of decision in
right.
order to respond in the proper way. Whereas when we reactions, when you think about reacting to certain situations, a lot of times it could drum up things on the inside of us that really don't need the emotional things on the inside of us that really don't need to be drummed up because you reacted to that situation instead of taking the time to maybe think about it, pray about it, be guided about it. To listen, to hear what you, how you need to respond to.
How fast do you pray? Some of y'all take too long.
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
You learn how to do the quick pray.
Reactions. Yeah, you're right.
Quick
when you
pray.
Think about when you take those two words and you put them side by side, you really see, okay, reaction, that's not the way to go, because I think anxiety when I think react.
Right. Let's think about it this way. Let's give another real life, and you guys can think about real life instances when you were actually you were reacting to something, right? Like the other day when I walked into the place, I dropped the truck off. I had dropped the truck off, and it was like the third time, but that was another thing. It was not that third time going. I could have reacted because they didn't do my brakes good, and the tune-up was not what it should have been. I could have reacted wrong and just flew off the handle, but I didn't. I took it back. I didn't feel good about it,
right.
But I knew I had to take it back in order to get it fixed, right? So I just needed to respond and inquire about, okay, why is it, why is this not right?
Right.
So it's a way to do that. But what I really wanted to say, Blos, when I was saying that, that brought up the fact that I had to take my truck down there three times. Right. So I didn't want to give a reaction. So by me responding the right way, I was able to get some, they worked with me. It was like, I want to get this, boom, and get this money back, yada, yada, yada. So, but here's the thing. When I walked in, I saw, and guys, if you're on the radio and you want to hit number one, raise your hand. We can have you come on. I saw, when I walked in, I saw this humongous dog. This humongous dog. And some of you saw the picture on social media. He was just laying in the floor next to his owner. It was this older guy. And I knew what kind of dog he was, but if I wanted to ask. I didn't want to walk up. Oh, that's a kind of, I know all about those. No, I wanted to. I walked in and be like, oh my God, that's a big dog. Look how big that dog is. And I could, that reaction.
Right.
May, yeah, the reaction may have put everybody in the room at the attention, but the dog may have got attention too. And the dog may have thought I was a threat. So I walked in, and I did my thing over here and I walked over and I said, that's a beautiful dog. I said, mommy asked him, what kind is it? And he said it was a Cane Corso. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, I knew that, right? But when I looked at the dog, I looked at him and I saw how mild-mannered he was, but he was huge.
Huge.
The picture did him no justice.
His head was huge.
His paws were like this big. I mean, so he was a big dog. And I said, how big is he? He said he's 140 pounds. And he immediately, he stood up, and the dog stood up because he was laying down, and the dog stood up, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a big dog. Now I'm still just responding because I want to keep the dog calm,
mm-hmm.
and I want him to be calm, right? So when he immediately hands me the leash, before he hands me the leash, he thought to tell me a little bit about about the breed. Now I knew a lot of the stuff he was saying already because I had been studying about the breed because it's the kind of dog that I want, right? Mm-hmm. So when he started to tell me about it, I was like, oh, man, I'm listening to him and I'm learning. And then he hands me the leash. And when I tell you that my reaction to holding the leash of a 140-pound beast was not so much of a response. It was like, oh, my gosh, this dude is powerful, But it was something that I needed because I want one of those dogs. But my whole response was calm. But it was gratified to me. I showed emotion. I'm not telling you to be emotionless, right? Show a response and defuse a situation or make a situation better and keep it calm right where it is.
That's it.
Right? So Big Dog had a great opportunity to see an animal that I want to get, and he was trained and everything. So the guy knew how to make him sit, and he's telling me how you have to be the alpha male of the dog because they're all big sizes, and that brings me into our decisions in life. You want to say anything on reacting and responding?
No. I mean, I just think that we just need to realize that there is a difference.
Right.
Because when we understand that there's a difference between how we react and how we respond, then we will be more intentional. It's all about being intentional. In responding, in making sure that we don't react to whatever the situation is, but instead we take the time to put some thought in it so that we can, yes, stay calm, Stella, and now respond in the way that the response needs to happen. Because sometimes when we react, many times when we react, we don't react in the proper way. So yeah.
When you react, you get ratchet. Things get ratchet.
Yeah.
Ratchet people can get ratchet real quick. So it don't take them long to go there. So
right.
Figure out how to respond. But why do you do this? You don't respond in a certain way because because you're afraid of the person, you're afraid of the situation. Sometimes you may be leery of it, but you respond in a certain way for you.
Yeah.
Right? So you want to make sure that you're actually responding and keeping calm, and that way now the situation can get diffused
right.
as opposed to escalating. So
especially when it comes time to, you know, discussing something or what have you.
Right.
Because when you think about reacting to something, mm-hmm. it's kind of it really is a sort of defense type.
Defense mechanism.
Yeah, like
right?
a defense mechanism that we have because, you know, just like if somebody goes boo,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're calm and everything, and now you walk into this room and somebody scares you, you're going to automatically scream, okay? You can't help but react in that situation, right? But when you think about responding to things, you don't want to react to things that determine our destiny. Let me put it that way, or to things that determine, you know, some very pivotal things that can happen in our lives. You don't want to react to those. You want to respond because the response is something that's thought out. It's slowly, you know, something that you're not going to give energy to.
Right.
That thing.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Which brings us to decisions. So our decisions in life are spawned from our responses,
mm-hmm.
right, and our reactions. So how do we choose to respond to what we respond to based on a decision? So if you're accustomed to reaction, reacting at things, you snap. You're very, very emotional. You're just one of those people that's
right.
just like Blink. I'm reading this book now called Blink. Right, it's a good book. But all in all, it's talking about being able to make, you know, quicker decisions, but good decisions, right? But decisions that are pushed by a response. So now, when you make good responses, thinking about what you say before you say it,
mm-hmm.
thinking about what you do before you do it, because responses are not just verbal. Responses are also physical
right.
as well, right?
Absolutely.
So your actions, your mannerism, your demeanors are all a response to what you do. When your kids, you tell your kids to do something, jerk away like that, that's a response. That's a reaction, right, to them telling you to do something. But their response should be, okay, if I jerk away like that, I just may get snatched up by my shirt, right? So they respond in the right
by the ear,
manner,
like
right? Yeah, you pull by the ear.
Oh.
So our decisions in life determine what we do and where we go in life, right? Yeah, it determines whether or not people want to be around you, whether or not people want to deal with you, period, because your decisions come from good responses, and from there, you create the circle of the people that you want around you, because you don't want everybody around you.
No,
right?
That's good.
Right?
No, you don't. You know, and when you understand that the responses now cause us to make better decisions, and really and truly, decisions are what determine our destiny,
mm-hmm.
or determine where we go in life. Whether we choose to decide or whether we choose not to decide, it always has a price to pay. And so when we wake up every day and we realize that, you know what, our life, where we are today, every no matter where you are right now in this very given moment, as you're watching us, listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you are where you are. We are where we are because of the decisions that we've made. So we have to take the time to look at the decisions and to line them up with the responses. Did we have the right response? Were we intentional in order to now make the proper decisions, in order to, you know, get to where we want to be? Because many times, again, we are where we are because of how we decided. So did we make the right decisions? Did we mess up? None of us are perfect, so we all mess up in deciding. But the great thing about it is God doesn't violate our choice or our decisions. So he allows us to decide, but we have to understand that there's a price to pay for every decision that we make. It's either going to be a great price and a powerful thing that's going to happen, you know, in our life, or it's going to be something that could be negative because we didn't make the right decision at that
Absolutely.
Given moment. So we got to pay the price.
Absolutely.
You know, but the
Absolutely.
Good thing is we serve a God that mercy and grace is fresh and new every day. So a forgiving God. So we have another chance at it every single day.
Absolutely. So try this when you go to work. Try this when you are dealing with your spouse or even with your kids. you know, with kids, you don't want to provoke them to wrath either, right? You don't just want to provoke your kids just because you have authority over them, right?
Right.
So when you really, really think about it, when you wake up in the morning, excuse me.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
When you wake up in the morning is when you start making decisions for your day, right? So as you make decisions throughout your day, you wake up, and these are habits that you create. You wake up, you make a decision on whether or not you're going to have good responses, right? Your husband could be, or your wife could be, you know, have taken all the cover from you that night, and now you're mad and you snatch the cover back, you know, or do you, you know, or do you slowly pull the cover back and you say, hey, baby, you know, you did a lot of pulling of the cover last night. I was cold all night, right?
Nate does,
you know,
do that sometimes.
Right, yeah, I do that. So, you know, your response, what do you want your, whatever you do with your response or your reaction, not all reactions are bad. If you're surprised about something, then you want to be surprised. That's a jerk reaction. You know, if you're happy about something, if I tell you something funny, laugh. That's a good reaction, right? So when you think about your decisions, you're at work. Some of you are at work right now,
mm-hmm.
right? You're at work right now. Think about that coworker that's actually pissing you off, that is bringing you late stuff and not giving you what you need, but making you look bad, things of that nature. Just irritating, comes to your cubicle every 10 minutes to talk when you got work to do.
It sounds personal, like you've been
and
here
they
before.
Got, oh, I've been there a lot of times before. They, turn it down a little bit if you listen to this out loud, because they may hear you right now. It may be them, right? So, you know, figure out which coworker that is, and then figure out what your response is going to be. My response was to put visual things out. Like I used to put on my cube, your lack of planning does not constitute an emergency on my behalf. And they can read that. Now they knew who I am. I don't have to say it. So they know if they read me something, right, then it's got to be timely, or else you're going to have to take the hit for it. Also, like certain things you do when you want to respond to people, guys, don't get in a habit of doing things that you don't want to do. We all compromise.
That's going to cause a reaction.
Right. We all compromise a little bit, right?
Yeah,
but when
yeah,
your life
absolutely.
Is full of compromise, then you can never really get where you need to be. So if somebody comes and somebody says, you know, well, I want to go eat sushi today, and you hate sushi, the only thing you eat from there is what they deep fry, like me and Pam. You don't like raw stuff, but we'll eat the deep fried stuff, right? So what is that? Shrimp tempura and the cucumber roll.
Right.
The California roll, you got
stuff
all that.
That ain't real sushi.
But I'm not going to go eat sushi with you every other day because you like sushi. I'm not going to compromise myself continually. So everybody has a little give. Everybody has a little take. And that's how that works. So where you are right now in life is the sum total of your decisions thus far.
That line up with versus
right.
the reactions and the responses. And when you think about even what we talked about the other day with partnerships and the way you walk and you know, all the different phases that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about, you know, you tie it into any type of ship that you're in, the partnership. It's very important because the decisions line up with the responses and also whether there's reactions. So, you know, if you react in your relationship, in your partnership, then it's probably a good thing many times. You know, the reactions, because they can cause, you know, issues within the relationship or the partnership or whatever it is. But now with the responses, right, the thought out process, the working on the goals, the knowing exactly what each and everyone wants, you know, so that you can line up everything together. And now you're able to respond to the different challenges properly, because there's going to be challenges in everything that we try to do in life. So therefore, every day, because you take the time to give some thought to the things that need to happen, and now you're able to respond to the different things instead of react to the different things that happen, then that's going to keep that bond, you know, even stronger.
Right.
So, you know.
Can y'all kind of see how, the reactions are kind of get a bad rap, right? So the reactions are more geared toward negativity. But not all reactions, as I said before, guys, are bad.
Right.
Right. Some reactions are good, surprise reactions, things of that nature. But as you start formulating better responses for things that you know are negative, if something makes you feel some kind of way emotionally, like a negative way, that's when you should look to formulate a response, right? So that diffuses the situation. So we're talking about reactions versus responses. We're talking about your decisions thus far. And one thing that you should know in life, ladies and gentlemen, is that none of this is easy. None of this is going to happen overnight. Nobody's perfect. Life is flat out hard. Okay, and I'm just going to give it to you like this. You have to figure out a way within your life to coexist the most productive way possible. And it doesn't matter what the people around you are doing, right? The only thing that matters is what you're doing on the inside of your domain. And if you're doing what you should be doing on the inside, then the law of attraction
right.
starts to kick in. And now you start to attract people that think like you, people that move like you, people that have a sense of urgency like you, people that stay out of the comfort zone like you. So a lot of different things happen, guys, when you start living your life based on your decision, making the proper responses.
That's good. And it gives you a peace.
Yes.
That passes all understanding. That for real, to where, you know, the things that normally, as you grow, that's the reason why we are for real a work in progress. And we have to work on ourselves every single day in order to make sure that as we're growing, now we're learning, we're becoming, then we're going to end up making the right decisions. But also, too, what ends up happening is you have a peace so that certain things that end up happening in our life, because it's going to happen. Things are going to happen, right? But the battle is already won. You end up not reacting. You learn how to respond to that situation, which now is more intentional. And many times you're going to realize, too, that everything doesn't need a response. That's a response, too. So sometimes you have to understand that there are times and seasons in which that response needs to be simply quiet. You don't have a word to say. And it gives you a peace.
I put a post about that 2 months before. I said no response.
Yeah,
no
don't
response
even
is
worry
a response.
About it. Okay? And you get a peace. And you know that it's not even enough for you to even respond to. It's not even worth your time or your energy, because what you give energy to grows. So therefore, you got to pay attention to the things that you respond to and know that no response is a response, and sometimes it's necessary.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's necessary, that's for sure. But I want to read some comments, because, you know, this is going to be a short show.
Short show, today. Y'all. I gotta
we
get
got things
ball.
To do. We got things to
we got planes to catch.
We got planes to catch. We got
dogs to drop off.
It's too much. Too much. So, you know, good morning, Tracy Biles. Good morning, Stella Cobb. I see you out there. Great morning. Who else we got here? I'm not going to say good morning unless you all say
I went
morning.
To the roll call.
You did already?
Well, I did with some people, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But, no, awesome.
All right. Great morning, Jamise, Michelle, Sky. Great morning, Sabrina, darling. Great morning, Stacy Frederick. She said, here, Coach Pam. Okay.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina. What's going on? Octavia Evans, Grand Rising, great people.
Philly
in the house. Thank you for all you do. You're welcome. Thank you, Octavia, for being on. Respond and not react. What's going on? Sean Jackson Hughes, all the way down in Peoria,
Sabrina Illinois. Said she needed this yesterday. Uh-oh. What did you react
after
to?
After trying to fight people. You're too old to be fighting, girl.
Right, right. What did you react
Stella
to?
Cobb, a time to speak and a time to be quiet. Pick and choose your battles.
That's exactly.
And that's,
right.
and that's a whole show, because, you know, we say God, you know, God fights our battles. And I wanted to do something on that, because God really does fight our battles for us. And he fights them in such a way that we don't even have to be the person taking blame for it. Right.
Yes.
So he fights him in such a way that says, don't allow nobody, put your dukes up. Okay. Don't let nobody hit you, but let me fight your battles. No sense in you getting scuffed up. No sense in you running around here
right.
getting all puffed out of shape because you can't, you know, because you're trying to fight everybody like the rabid dog. I know what you're saying. It's easy to say when you say, you know, I got to choose my battles. And that's true. You know, there's some things that you have to address real time, but it's a great time for that. The response is what you want to give and not a reaction. Being upset about something and then speaking out of being upset is just going to spawn or perpetuate even more negativity.
Absolutely. Right?
Nicole, yes. Samson, thank you. What's up? Shalom. Shalom. What's going on, cuz?
Hey, cuz. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you for jumping on, brother.
Yes.
Been a minute. Nicole, Nikia.
Nikki.
Nikki Samson.
Messing your name all up.
I'm messing. Gutting it all up. Gutting it all up, man. Thank y'all for being a part
yes,
of the grind.
Yes, thank y'all. Short show
yeah,
today.
Definitely short show. We
love
want
you
to
guys.
Jump on and talk about reactions versus responses. Check out the episode last week, guys, where we talk
on
about
Tuesday.
The four stages of partnership. Super, super great show, just like every show that we do. But this is the realest show ever, guys. The grind. Make sure that you jump on. Tell somebody about it on Tuesday. Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, no, Pacific Standard Time. I can't get that right. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, man. God bless y'all, man. Have yourself
blessing.
A great day.
Yes.
And go out, man, and get some stuff done.